or something that you would move forward to.
Okay.
Okay, her name is Nadine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome, and I apologize. My name's Nadine. I didn't get your first name. I'm so sorry.
My name is David.
David, it's a pleasure to meet you, David. I understand that you've been speaking with Raquel, my representative, and she does a great job, right, at outlining the basics of the program. So I'm just
right.
taking a look at some notes that she had sent over to me, and I understand a new business this January, right? Just last month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
Were you doing like electrical work, I mean, prior to this, and then it was time to branch out on your own?
Yes. I've been doing electrical right out of high school, and I've just been at the same company for about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And I just decided, you know what, it was time to go out on my own. I mean, I have a family of myself, like of kids, you know, I have
right.
my own boys, so I would like to leave them something when I get older.
Absolutely. How many boys do you have?
I have three.
Oh, wow. Lucky you. I ended up with
yeah.
all girls. And my husband has three daughters and one son, so we're like the Brady Bunch.
Oh, nice.
I got grandsons, so that counts, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really cool for you to have set it up like that, you know, to have that mindset that, you know, it's something you want to leave to your sons, right? I'm sure you'll probably even
right.
train them in the trade, right? Teach
oh,
them
yeah,
as
definitely.
Well.
They'll yeah, exactly. They'll, because this trade is never going away.
No, it's
know?
Not. You know,
so
I was just talking to my
definitely
husband.
Definitely a good plan B.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny you say that, because just the other day I was talking to my husband and I was like, you know, one thing I can tell you is that someone's always going to need a plumber. Someone's always going to need an electrician
mm-hmm.
because that's what I consider the arteries of the home. You can't go without it, right?
Yep.
So it's going to always be a need. So that is true. That is true. And so I understand that you have a website. In fact, I did see the website, and I see as well your Facebook page. Great job. Really great job.
Yeah, thank you.
I love the logo.
I did my best. I couldn't, I'm not a website designer.
That's okay. A lot of business owners aren't. You know, your specialty is being an electrician. But for the most part,
yeah.
okay, and I will tell you this. I come across a lot of websites that business owners try to create that aren't professionals, right? It's not their specialty. And I could say, I mean, to be quite honest with you, yours doesn't look too bad. It loads up pretty quickly, you know, which is one thing. People don't want to wait around for a website to load up. They're typically in a hurry. So yours loads up pretty fast. It just gives the basic information. I mean, what more do you need to know about an electrician, right? Can
right.
he do the services I need? And it's just really giving them a little bit more information about your company and what you do. So you've done a great job.
Right.
Okay. Of course. And then, so I understand from what she was telling me here in the notes is that you typically, you're in Highland, right? I mean, roughly you go sometimes, you're covering LA County, Orange County. I mean, we're talking, that's a lot of miles. I mean, we're looking anywhere, well, I would say round trip, right? About 100 miles, if that, from Highland.
Yeah.
Are you kind of more not towards the south of Orange County? You're talking like North Orange County, like Anaheim, Anaheim
Correct.
Hills. Okay. Yeah, because that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm in Anaheim. Our company is in Fountain Valley, but I live in Anaheim, so I don't think you would go to like Mission Viejo, those type of areas in Orange County.
Yeah,
not northern.
Not right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Not a problem. And if it makes money, then of course, yeah, it makes sense.
Right.
If you're going to travel. Okay. And then now currently what you're doing now, aside from your Facebook and having your website, how are you generating any business right now? Doing any type of Yelp, Home Advisor, anything like that?
So right now I am caught up in a contract with Angie's Leads or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
or
familiar
Angie,
with
Angie's
them.
Ad.
Yeah.
So I do pay monthly for that, and then
okay.
I've gotten a little bit of work through them, but honestly right now it's it's a lot of word of mouth that is traveling really
right.
fast of previous clients.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's really what's keeping me
busy. Well,
I'll
tell
right
you,
now.
That says a lot about your company, though, David. I mean, considering you've only been in business for not even 2 months, I mean, people are referring you to others, obviously, because you've provided a quality service. And I can tell you this,
right.
that's the kind of company that we're looking to work with. It's one of the requirements that we look for in a business is to work with someone who provides a quality service, can handle more business, and has a good reputation online. I mean, you definitely meet all of that from what I've seen so far. So with this particular listing being exclusive, David, what I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category. Meaning we don't work with any of your competitors, and it is to make sure that, you know, you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure, right? So that's what we mean by exclusive. Now, the package that I'm kind of leaning towards to recommend for you to get started with would be our Platinum package. Now, with all of our packages, what we do is we set them where they're fixed flat rate on a monthly basis. We do not charge you per phone call or per job, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, being that the business is new, okay, I would offer it to you at our new in business rate. So what you would be looking at is a fixed flat rate of $299 a month. I'm waiving the setup fee. So you would have absolutely no setup fee. It would just be $299 to get started and then $299 every month after that. What this includes is us getting you PIN verified on Google, creating the profile page for you, submitting it to the first page and maintaining it there. Okay? So that you're there to capture the live calls when someone's in need of your service and they're performing that search there on Google. Okay? You'll be there to catch them. Now we do create content for you on Bing, as well as the directory submission, meaning that will get you listed on other directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, which are just naming a few. And we run Facebook ads. So Facebook ads, they're going to be retargeting anytime that someone's performing that search, they're in your area, now they're on Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories. They will see your ad appear, not only on their desktop, but it also appears on their mobile device. What this does is it helps you reach more new potential clients. However, we do make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. Now, once they click on your ad, they call you directly, or we could have them go directly to your website, okay? As well as including the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then giving you that exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So it does pretty much cover all of your bases. Now, one thing I do want to mention with the Facebook ads, it's going to reach up to 50 miles. Okay, that is the furthest it'll target. And the reason that I suggest this one, although, you know, you're going to parts of Orange County, right, you're going to LA County, I think this would be a good package for you to get started with, okay, so that way you can get a feel of the program, right? However, if you tell me ideally, Nadine, I want to target 100 miles, I need 100 miles, then I would have to recommend our package with the Google ads, which then that package you're looking at $499. But I think this package, this first one, is what I would recommend for you to get started with.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. So you guys, so if I do this package, you guys basically, like, you guys get my name on Google searches?
Yes, we manage it all for you, all of it. So we'll get you PIN verified through Google. We'll create you a profile page with your business name, your phone number, your company logo, pictures of your work. We're going to attach your website on that profile page. It's going to be submitted to the first page, and we're going to maintain it there, right? So if someone's looking for electrician, right, they're looking for wiring upgrades, panel upgrades, okay? They have an emergency electrical service, right? They're going to electrical contractor near me. This is what's going to help you come up on that first page of Google because they'll be searching by keywords and search terms. If they don't know you by name, David, basically they're going to search by the service that they need. right? And there's so many different variations on how people perform those searches, right? So we make sure that we're utilizing the proper keywords and search terms that are going to get you found. Okay?
Okay.
So even if you do charging stations, right, we want to make sure we list that as well. You know?
Yeah.
I say that only because, you know, I don't know if you do, because like my daughter, when she comes down from Vegas, she always plugs into our garage. And I'm like, I always tell my husband, you know, I feel like she's using up more of our electricity like that. Why doesn't she just go to a Tesla charging station, right? And it's like a half an hour. Like she's got it plugged in from the time she gets here, like all through the night until when she decides to go visit her other family, you know, in the afternoon. So, I mean, she's running. I mean, I don't know how that works, right? You probably know more than I do, but I'm just like, I tell my husband, okay, like, should we, are we paying for her gas? And he starts busting up. He goes, I think we're paying for her gas, you know? But yeah, I mean, if you got, I mean, and these are all the things that you can be bound for, transformer installation, you know, there's just so many keywords. If you do, you know, lighting upgrades, if you do electrical home inspections, you know, rewiring, these are all the keywords. And if I'm looking at your website, it looks like you do the electrical vehicle chargers, right?
Yeah.
So then you know what I'm talking about, huh? Okay, let me in on it. Do I need to tax her for the electricity she's using?
I mean, she's your daughter. I don't think you need to tax her.
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, you're like, don't do that. I wouldn't do that to her anyways. We just tease her about it. I'm all, Vanessa, are we paying for your gas? But you know what? She brings our grandson, and we don't see him often, so I'm cool with it, you know. But my husband and I joke about it because we always say, hey, we're paying for her gas, right? Because we always tell her. Because before, when she didn't have the Tesla, we used to be like, oh, honey, I'm going to sell you some money for gas so you can come see us. Mm. So we would always do that, right? And then and then now that she has the Tesla, right? So, and it's not hers.
Yeah.
It's the baby's dad's, but he lets her use it. So it's safer for her and my grandson to come down. But, you know, we haven't been giving her money for that anymore, right? We just buy them whatever they need when they get here. But now I told my husband, I think we're still paying for gas. Just in a different way, but it's okay.
Yeah.
She could plug in, but not anybody
else. So real quick. Dang it. I forgot what I was going to ask.
As far as like with the management, I know we were talking about that. So before we got off on the subject about my daughter, did that refresh your memory?
So,
okay.
So real quick. So like if, how do I guess I'll, okay, if I sign up with you guys, it's only a month-to-month basis, right? It's not like a contract?
It's not a contract. Absolutely no contract. I'll always be super transparent with you, David. The only thing that our company asks is that you at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly, okay? That's it. Mm-hmm. We like to earn your business month in and month out. Your price at the $299 a month, that will never change. Whether you're with the 6 months or 6 years, it's always going to be that price. Okay. Never a penny more. And one thing, like if you decide later on down the line, you want to pause it, you know, you're too busy or you just want to discontinue services. The only thing we ask is just call us 3 business days before that next billing is due, David. So this way you're not incurring any charges. We are not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We'll part as friends, you know, and that's how it would work. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm definitely interested in it. I mean, you got me on it. Like, I can see it. I can really see it helping, and I'd like to give this a shot.
Okay.
And I would love to start getting, you know, hits from like Google and people calling my phone from the website or you know, I would love that. Like, I'm ready to do all that.
You're like, I'm ready. Yeah. And and listen, and I recommend this package because like I said, the Google ads, that's going to really help you target 100 miles, but you're new right now. Let's start you with this package. Okay. I want you to ease yourself in before you start investing more money. Now, if at any time you want to upgrade to that other package, absolutely you can. But let's get you started with this one, right? I'm not the type of person you're going to find this with me. And that's why I asked when you said 100 miles, I'm like, let me talk a little bit more, right? Because yeah. I want to make sure that we're providing you without throwing you out there so far. If we could get you book a business even closer to home, that's even better, right? And how you generate yeah. more revenue. And then you could always increase what you want for the business, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I recommend this one. Okay.
So okay, yeah, I
saw an email for you, and I don't know if this would be the right email. It's on your Facebook page. It's David Espinosa at espieselectrical.com. Is that a good email for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
A good email.
Okay. Now I get where the Espies comes from, right? For the Espinosa?
Espinosa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Now it makes sense. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, David, is I'm sending you over two emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And the first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It just outlines everything that we're including in the package. I also put the price at $299 a month. It's for a platinum package, okay, and what we're including. And then the second email, it'll be labeled in the subject part, client dashboard analytics, okay? What that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system, so you will be able to track all of your results with us, how many phone calls you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your ad, you know, the keywords you're listed for, view your profiles. We want you to track that and not just take our word for it that it's working, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. So I just sent you an example of that. And then now on this number we're speaking on, you also, can you get text messages to this phone number?
Yeah, yeah. So this
okay.
The phone number you called me on is my work cell. So that's
okay.
Fine.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send you over, they're going to be three text messages, okay? Although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I always, always like to provide my information just so that you have it for your records, okay? And it's on the bottom of the emails too, but I still like to send it in a text. Sometimes I think I go too overboard, but it's okay. I'd rather cross all T's and dot all I's. That's just my style.
I agree.
So the first one, it's going to have my name with my number and my extension. And let me know when you get all three text messages, just so I make sure they came through to you. I have the second text that you'll be receiving is the number to our customer service, okay? Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. And we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're in Orange County. We're in Fountain Valley, in fact. I actually live in Anaheim.
Okay.
So we're always here those hours, okay?
Okay, I got all three text messages.
Awesome. The third one I sent you, okay, it's a link to a YouTube video. It's about maybe, I'm going to say, 6 minutes long. When you have time, I want you to watch the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's not complicated, but I want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have your first name is David. It's just for the account purpose. And Espinosa, you spell it with a Z, right? S with the E-S-P-I-O-N-Z-A.
Yes.
Then, now, the phone number that you want listed for the business, is it going to be the 909-737-2920?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the best number for us to contact you with any updates regarding your account, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the business name, I have it showing as Espies with an apostrophe S, Electrical Services, correct?
Inc.
Okay, so let's make sure that the ink is on there. Okay. So it'll say Espies Electrical Services, Inc. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Now, Google's going to be sending a PIN code to you in the mail. It's going to almost look like a postcard, and that PIN code, the verification code, is what's going to make you a red dot on the map. What address do you want them to send it to?
It'll be my home address because I have my business.
It's like your home office.
Address.
Yeah, that's perfect. A lot of businesses do. So just so you're aware, that address is going to be hidden. It will not appear anywhere on Google. We hide the address.
Oh, okay.
What's your home address?
7230
uh-huh.
Victoria Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Highland 92346.
Awesome. And let me hide this. And then I already have your website link attached there. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using today for the payment, is it in your name, David? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It has both. It's got my name and the business name on it.
Okay. Is it just David Espinosa on there, or do you have, like, a middle initial?
So David's my middle name.
Okay.
What's on there is Alberto David Espinosa.
Okay, Alberto David Espinosa. But you go by David, right? Do you prefer that we call you David?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to notate it on the account whenever we speak with you that they call you David. Okay.
Cool, thank you.
All right. No worries, no worries. Okay.
Alberto's my slave name. I don't know about Alberto.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. My cousin, her name's Brigitte, but she always goes by Brie, right? And when I introduce her, I'm like, oh, this is my cousin Brigitte. And she goes, why do you keep calling me by my government name? I'm like, be quiet. And then now the company, does it read as just Espy's Electrical Services, Inc., or is it shorter? I know sometimes the cards don't let it fit the whole thing.
Yeah, on the card, it's SBs with no apostrophe.
Okay.
It says electrical, and then service. That's where it stopped.
Okay. So it took off the S at the end of it and the INC. Got it. Okay. Is it the same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
All right, David. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
4427.
Mm-hmm.
4270.
Mm-hmm.
7389.
Okay.
8795.
Expiration month and year?
December 27.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
881.
I'm just going to repeat the card back number to you, but I'm not charging the card yet because I am going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification, which the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise, right, the new in business rate. And what it's going to do, it's going to outline their service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you. We'll send in writing with your invoice. And when I'm walking you through that, David, if there is something you don't understand, you just stop me and just say, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I'll rephrase it, only because I want you to have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the card reads as 4427-4270-7389-8795. Expiration is December of the year 27. 881 is the 3-digit code on the back, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm also going to do as well on your account with us, I'm going to put a security question. You have the choice between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
First pet's name.
Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Brownie.
Brownie? Okay. Nothing too crazy for me. Okay. That makes me crave a brownie now.
Okay.
Right? Maybe with some walnuts in it. But I like when it's real, like, kind of burnt. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, David. Again, remember, if there's something you don't understand, let me know so I can review it with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Estes Electrical Services, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Alberto David Espinoza, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
And we do know sometimes you might be in the middle of a job and we might have an update regarding your account. We just ask that you at least respond within 24 hours, okay? Also be aware that you might get a call from another company, okay, trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money, okay? Even if someone called you and told you you needed to pay $5 for your verification, you don't give them a dime, David. You write down their phone number, disconnect the call, and call us immediately with that number because it's not our company. And this is why I put the security question, because how you know it's going to be us, all you have to tell them is, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you because they're not going to know it.
Gotcha.
Okay, for that reason. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to kind of explain this anyways, because I like to, we're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 9th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. So this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your next payment will be charged on March 9th, 2023, in the amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. So once the term's completed, David, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that was the customer service number that I sent you, which is the 877-635-6225 number. And then you're just going to hit number one. You'll press number one when you hear the recording so that way you can get to our customer service. Okay?
Okay.
Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So if you need to pause it or cancel it, just remember to call 3 business days before the 9th, so this way you're not charged. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'm going to process the payment, and then in the next couple of minutes, you're going to receive your receipt both to your email, and it's also sent to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in a few minutes. I wanted to see, because I need to schedule a client interview for you. And the client interview is where the magic is going to happen. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook ads, areas we're targeting. They're going to go way over more in detail and also re-verify the information that I notated to make sure I listed everything accurately. Now, we do block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. So if I'm looking at the calendar, I wanted to see when you're available for tomorrow. Do you have any time that you could do your client interview? Like, I have an appointment. If I'm looking at the calendar, I have 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11. I also have 11 to 12. I have 1 to 2 and 2 to 3. Do any of those times work for you?
Yeah, let's do 8 to 9 tomorrow.
Perfect. I'm glad we're doing this. Get it out of the way, because the sooner we get you through this client interview, the faster we're moving. Awesome. Now, you don't need to be in front of a computer, David. It's basically they're going to be like crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, okay? And I'm going to send you, in fact, I'm going to send you the calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that they're going to call you between 8 and 9 o'clock. Now, they're going to call you from an 877 number, right? So just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. And if you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and tell them, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back, okay? Mm-hmm. So I just don't want you to miss this. And then I just need a few more minutes and just go over some notes and your receipt, and then we'll be all set. So let me get this over to you, David. What is your preferred method of contact, David? When do you prefer, like, phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I think text message is probably my preference.
Okay. And then do you, for the Facebook ads, we can target as far as 50 miles. Do you want to keep it at 50 or do you want to go less? Up to you.
Let's keep it at 50.
At 50?
No. Let's do 30 for now.
30? Okay. If you need to change it, just let us know. We change it. It doesn't cost you anything, okay, to make changes, modifications, or anything like that. And then for your services, obviously, as an electrician, they're going to go over with you more in detail. But I just want to kind of jot down like some big things, right? So that they know where to start from. So electrician, panel upgrades. Do you do like electrical work for new construction, remodels?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
New construction, remodels, service and repair.
Okay.
Preventative maintenance. Electrical vehicle.
It's the EV
lighting upgrade.
EV charging stations, right? Or charging,
yeah.
What do you call that?
EV charging station. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you said lighting, new construction, remodel, panel upgrades, lighting upgrades. Do you do the outdoor lighting?
Yes, outdoor lighting.
And you said what on the commercial, I'm sorry?
Commercial lighting upgrades, so those are like warehouses and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, got it. Repairs, service, what else am I missing here? EV charging stations, panel upgrades, new construction, remodels. Okay, and it's all residential and commercial is what I'm putting. And then they're going to go over more in detail with you. I just wanted to give them like a basis where to start from. And then if you ever need to add more, change them, whatever you need to do, just let us know and we'll update it.
Okay.
Okay, and then let's see here. I have your Facebook link is here. And then you do have your business logo. Okay, good. Let's see. What are your typical hours of operation? Are you like 24/7 or?
So my typical hours are 8 to 4, but I am available for emergency services 24/7.
Okay. So I'm going to, is that like a Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and then
8 to 4.
Emergency.
And then emergency services 24/7, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had a lot of those?
I actually had my first emergency call 2 days ago.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was like around, I think I got there like at 5 and I didn't leave there till like 7:30.
Oh, my gosh. In the morning?
Yeah. No. So I got there at 5 in the afternoon. I was on my way home.
Oh, man.
That's when they called me. And, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, that's the thing about electrical. It can be scary, right? Not only, I mean, you can't go without it, right? Because you obviously need to run the refrigerator and everything else, but especially if like your wiring's jacked up, right? I mean, it can cause a fire. I know that for sure.
Yep.
My husband was putting those, you know, those lights, it kind of looks like it's a recessed light, but it's not. Like you can switch it out in your, cause we had like the old school light, right? You know, like the big old bulb. So he had bought this light where it kind of looks like a recessed light. And it's so funny because he was putting it on and somehow all of a sudden I'm like, I was on my computer in my office and I'm like, hey. And he's like, what's the matter? I'm all, the whole electricity's off on this side of the house. He's like, oh, my bad. Let me go to the paper. I'm like, oh, my God. Because I was just, it was on the weekend, you know what I mean? I wasn't working. I was just on my emails, you know, looking at all the bills and stuff. And I'm all, this guy, and I'm all, listen, let me just make this very clear. Do not touch the electricity if I'm in the middle of something. So he's outside hollering, are the lights on now? No, they're not. And he's like, okay, hold on. So it was like ridiculous. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to hurt this guy. And you're licensed and insured, right? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Okay.
No, yeah, I am.
Yeah, so I told him, don't you, you know what? That's the worst thing is to do plumbing or electrical work on the weekend because it's going to cost a lot more money. I know that for sure.
Yep.
You're like, yeah, it is. Now your payments,
yeah, so
what do you take for payments? Like cash, check, credit card?
So I take all of it.
Okay, so cash, check.
Cash. I take cash, but normally I send, because I use QuickBooks online.
Oh, good.
So normally I send everything through Gmail, like the invoices and everything, and then it gives
so
them
they can
an option
pay for it
to
online
pay
like
card
that.
And everything. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put cash. I'm going to put... I won't put check. I'll put credit card, right? Debit, because they can pay in that form, correct? What about Zelle? Do you do that?
QuickBooks does allow that option, but I haven't turned that option on because I'm not too sure how that works.
Okay, so I won't mention it. If you do later on, just let us know so we can update it. What about Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App?
Yeah, no, neither of those either. I mean,
okay.
It offers it, but I don't have that.
But you haven't. Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to put only for now just cash, credit, debit. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. And if we need to update it, you know, if you change it, just let us know so we can update it, okay? And then let's see, what else am I missing? Now, you do have the option, David, if you want, and it doesn't cost you more, we can put a tracking number, okay? That's linked to your phone. It won't be your actual number that they'll see. They'll see this tracking number, and when they call it, it's going to ring to your phone. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your calls and your messages. You could even block spam calls. Would you be interested in the tracking number, or do you want to keep it as just your phone number showing?
Yeah, I'll just keep it as my phone number showing.
Okay, perfect. If at any time you change your mind, just let us know and we can add it. It doesn't cost you more, okay? Just so you know. Okay. Now, I know you've gotten a lot of messages and emails, but either in your text messages or even in your email, because we send it to both, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It either came before or after the welcome one.
Okay, so, yeah, the initial invoice, I clicked on it and I signed it.
Oh, dang, you got way ahead of me on that one. Did you get something that popped up? Man, you're not messing around. Did something pop up that said username and password?
Yeah, that's
like asking you to enter that?
The room
okay. Man, you're like on it. Okay. So
I'm on that page right now where it says username.
Okay,
password.
Perfect. So that's what I wanted you to see. So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you an email with this link, a username and a password, and you can update it to a password of your choice because we just generate one for you, right? But this is where you go in to track your results with us, okay? So that's why I want you to watch that video, okay? Now, the last thing that I just want to go over is tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number between 8 and 9 o'clock. So just make sure you answer all calls within that hour, okay? And then we're going to send you a reminder, okay? an hour before your client interview, we're going to send you a reminder letting you know that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Now, the timeline. So starting from tomorrow, after you complete your client interview, be on the lookout in the mail for that PIN code coming from Google. It'll say Google at the top and looks like a postcard. You're going to get it in the mail within 6 to 10 days. So if anyone gets the mail before you, tell them don't throw it away. It's not junk mail. Okay?
Okay.
And then within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories. We're going to send you your login credentials so you can start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live, up and running. Okay? Now, what's stated, as I mentioned, in our terms and conditions, our promise is that you're going to be on the first page within 30 to 45 days. We like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes I've seen it happen sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, you can text it. You can call us with it. We need that PIN code, right? In the meantime, as we're waiting for, you know, for that profile to get optimized, in the meantime, we're doing the Facebook ads, the directory submission a lot sooner so you can start generating some calls. But we're also going to send you these notifications letting you know when you're on the first page of Google, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're live in the directory. So we're going to always keep you in the loop, okay, as these things are being processed. Now, once your profile page is created, right, I'm going to highly recommend for you to reach out to your clients, and I can show you, once we get it all set up for you, there's a way that you can send them a tiny URL once we get it all set up, and you could just text it to them or email it to them, and all they do is click on it, leave you 5 stars, and it's going to post to your Google profile. So we always recommend that you start having them leave you reviews on there, okay, because that's going to be also helpful for you as well. And I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm so excited for you. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. This is going to be so good. I'm so happy for you. Did you have any other questions for me? I know you've been working there. I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I want to make sure I covered it all.
No, any actually, you questions? Covered it. You covered it really well, and I don't have any other questions. I'm looking forward to it too. Like, I want to see, you know,
absolutely,
where this goes. Like I said, I'm ready to get busy. Like,
absolutely,
I am getting busy right now, but I would love to get, you know, work off of, like, you know, somebody that looks me up on Google and stuff like that, or
absolutely,
Facebook.
Absolutely, because that's where 90% of the searches are going to start and stop, on the first page of Google. And you already know this, is when someone's in dire need. Electrical work, plumbing, that is an artery. They need it done now. It's not something that they're shopping around for. It's something they need. So you'll be there to capture them, right? And this is a great way to expand your company. I would say it's not going to overwhelm you, okay? It's going to provide you a steady flow of quality clients, right? Mm-hmm. And you can even be selective on the ones you want to take, because you don't have to take everyone, right? You can be selective on the ones you want. But it's going to help your business expand at a steady flow, right? Without like overkill on you, if that makes sense. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, David, you have yourself a good afternoon, and we will be talking with you tomorrow, okay, for your client interview. All right?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Nadine.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.